Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Wednesday night. Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, we're grateful to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity to share the Word of God again with you. We thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you listen to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. We want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com, at G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Praise be to God. So as we wait for my brother to come on, wherever you listen to me, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Father, we thank you once again on this blessed day that you have blessed us to see and that you have blessed us once again to assemble together in your word. Now, Father, we dare not make this journey without you, without the presence of your spirit. So this day our petition is to you, Lord God, that you reveal unto us and release the understanding in our hearts about your plan in these last days. I pray that everyone that's listening, as they hear and listen under the sound of our voice and hear the things that we present to them, that they will seek your face about it, those who desire to know the truth. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, once again for another blessed day and another golden opportunity to share your word. In Jesus' name we pray, and, Father, we thank you. Amen and amen. Praise God. We thank God once again for another, once again, golden opportunity to go into the Word of God again with you tonight. We are on part 5 of False Revelation Teaching and Practices. And we've been talking about something that the Lord revealed to this man, Joseph Smith, concerning revelations. And for those of you that are first-time listeners, let me encourage you that after you listen to part 5, go back and listen to the first 4 parts that you may be caught up to speed. And if you're on this page here, I think it may be a picture of a little Bible to the right or whatever in the corner. And if it is, click on it, a Dropbox will come down and you see episodes and click on that. If not, I think the God's Word to Man logo, you can click on it and it will, you know, bring up, you know, the episodes. But anyhow, that's what I want to encourage you to do. And so we've been talking about the revelations, and the overall work that we're talking about today is God's work of restitution and restoration. Okay. And we have been talking to you about the things that, one of the things that God had caused to come forth to be a sign that this work of restitution and restoration had begun, and that's the book called the Nephite Record. And he used a man named Joseph Smith in translating the book. Joseph Smith had to speak the words in translation after the power of God was manifested concerning the writing of the book, because the writing of the book was written in another language. And therefore, God told through a heavenly angel Joseph Smith what to do and to receive this revelation that he, in translation, that he may speak it to one named Oliver Cowdery, as he wrote down what was the translation of the book. And we've been talking to you about this because, you know, Joseph Smith, when he was humbled, he was used of God. And I know some of you don't want to hear this, but he did fall, okay? In his pride, he brought forth many things that is not of God. And that's what we're doing now in these part, in this section, in these segments. We're talking to you about the failures of Joseph Smith, because the things that he came with in his failures was not of God. And another reason why we're sharing this with you is that you may know that these failures is not involved in the work of restitution and restoration. It is not something that is of God, okay? So, having said that, we was talking to you about how that when Joseph Smith went to inquire of the Lord concerning whether a couple of the brethren should go to Toronto, Canada, to sell the copyrights of the Nephi record book to get some money to print it. And when he went to seek the Lord in a way that at times where God had revealed things to him through these stones that was called Urim and Thummim, what he put into the hat, and the power of God would manifest through these stones and show him things. Anyhow, he had went about to inquire of the Lord, should these brethren go to Toronto, Canada? And when he did the routine of that, he said he got a revelation from the Lord that, hey, the brothers, they need to go to Toronto, Canada, sell the copyrights and get the money and all that. Well, when the brothers then went, they failed. There was no, they couldn't, you know, get the money there. And so when they come back, and let me pass my brother on here. God bless you, brother. God bless. Okay, look like we having this difficulty right now. Once again, Satan, we rebuke you, we bind you, we command you to cease in your operations. You will not hinder this broadcast in the name of Jesus. We command you to take your hands off this broadcast in Jesus' name. And every airway that you're hindering, I command every demon spirit that you have assigned there to leave now in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Amen. My brother, he will be calling back in a minute. And so as I was saying and sharing with you that the brothers and them went to Toronto, Canada, and they failed. They didn't get to make the money, needed, and they wanted to know what happened. So they talking to Joe Smith said, you know, and I'm going to paraphrase it. They was like, hey, you know, you are supposed to get this revelation from God that we supposed to go up there, you know, and Joe Smith, like he didn't know what was going on. So he went back to inquire again. This time the Lord answered him and said, there are revelations from God, there's revelation from man, and there's revelation from Satan. And when we're consulting God based on our carnal desires, you're going to get either from the devil or man. You're not going to get from God. And so we've been talking to you about these different revelations, okay? And Joseph Smith, what it proved that day, he had got a false revelation. And this revelation came based on carnality, okay? And so we've been talking to you about that, and I want to get your attention, if you would, turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 16, the book of Matthew, chapter 16. And I'm going to pass my brother on again here. God bless you, brother.
God bless you, brother. How are you?
Thank God for you, brother, and thank God that we was given authority to come against the enemy. Yeah, he was trying to do his little hindering tactic again, but he failed once again. Thank God for that. Amen. I'm about to go into the book of Matthew, chapter 16.
Okay.
And I'm going to read verse 16 and 17. We're on part five tonight. We're talking about false revelations, teaching, and practices. And we are giving you scripture concerning what the Lord had told Joseph Smith, that there are revelation that come from God, revelation that come from the devil, and revelation that comes from man. And so that, quote, so-called revelation that Joseph Smith got that time concerning getting money to print the book and telling the brothers that they need to go to Toronto, Canada to do this, that revelation didn't come from God. It came from Satan or man, okay, the mind of man, because it was based on carnality. It was not based on actually wanting to know the direction of the Lord. And so in Matthew chapter 16, verse 16 and 17, and this is after Jesus was asking the disciples, them, who do men say I am? And they all begin to answer. But when he got personal, he said, who do you say I am? And verse 16 said, and Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood have not revealed it. That's man. Flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Okay? Glory be to God. So we see in that verse there, there's like the Lord was saying to Joseph Smith, revelation from God, revelation from man. Okay? And we see here in this verse here, and what Jesus says is he mentioned this revelation from God and revelation from man, and showing you here that the revelation that comes from God makes you blessed. Okay? Because we read verse 17, he said, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah. Okay? He said, because flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. So the revelation that comes from God make you blessed. Now that word blessed in the Greek means supremely blessed, and it also means by extension fortunate or well off. So you more well off in getting a revelation from God than getting a revelation from anywhere else. You understand that? And Jesus said, okay, even in verse 18, he said, upon this rock, okay, what is this rock? Jesus Christ and his revealing power. Okay? He was going to what? Build his church. Okay? Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's on this revealing power. Okay? You know, that's just like in studying the word of God, you have to rely on the revealing power of God. See, you know, once upon a time, you know, well, as of late, and I said it on another broadcast, we talk about faith for many other things, but rarely to almost no time do we talk about faith for study. You don't hear, I had to be honest with you, I hadn't really heard a sit-down sermon on that I could ever think of. I'm talking about just faith for study. We've talked about faith for healing, faith for getting finances, faith for whatever. But just sitting down talking about, you know, you got to have faith for studying, you know, blah, you know, I hadn't heard that too much. And see, you have to have faith for studying. Now, see, this on this revealing power on Christ and his revealing power, Jesus said, this is how I'm going to build my church. Okay? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And what happened was man got off that. Okay? Got away from that. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, thank you, Lord. Now, I want to read another verse here, and this is coming out of the Record of Nephi. The Record of Nephi, the book. Okay? Hallelujah. And I want to read to you the words of one of God's men named Moroni. Now, I want to read to you something that he said in dealing with this, the revelation. And this is what he said. And like I said, all what we're giving to you, you know, take it to the Lord. This is what we're asking you to do. Take it to the Lord. Amen. Now, this, look what he said. He said, O ye wicked and perverse, and why have ye built up churches unto yourselves to get gain? Why have ye transfigured the holy word of God that ye might bring damnation upon your souls? Behold, look ye unto the revelations of God. Do you hear that? Look to the revelations of God. See, there's revelations that's of God, okay? For behold, a time cometh at that day when all these things must be fulfilled. See, that there's revelations of God, okay? Hallelujah. And
Amen.
See, also it's letting you know what's happening in the last days. There are wicked, perverse, and stiff-necked people. They are building up churches unto themselves to get gain. And get this, they're not relying upon the revelation of God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
They're relying upon man. They're not relying upon the revelation of God. There's churches being built, once again, to get gain. Okay? You know, you hear one of the popular sayings they talk about ministers. Well, ministers, you hear someone say, well, you know what a minister wants, two things, money and women. Okay? And whether you believe it or not, there are many that build up church to get that gain. Amen.
Amen.
There's many that build up churches just to get money.
Amen.
Because why? That is put up as a big thing, okay? So you go build a church somewhere, the people expect it, and then you expect it for money to come, okay? And see, they're not relying upon the revelation of God.
Amen.
See, this is why I know Christianity as a whole, we have not built the way God says build. There's no way. Because if we would have, we would not all be stretched out like we are.
Amen.
Christianity is stretched out in all directions. I'm talking about the four directions, and directions that are not even named. Christianity is just stretched out. We all going just, you want us to call it, away from each other. Not coming to being one, but away. And we act as though that God supposed to be pleased with it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, the revelation that comes from God, it comes through His Spirit. See, God's Spirit is the Spirit of revelation. Okay? Just like in John 16:13, when He said, and He will show you things to come. That's revealing, people. That's revelation that comes from God. He sent it through His Spirit, okay, to reveal unto us.
Amen.
And whether you believe it or not, there are some Christians that don't even believe that. Amen. You know, when you talk about the supernatural workings of the Lord, it's sad to say it is some people that claim to be Christians don't believe that. If you tell them that God sent an angel to you, they just look at you like you're crazy. And you can tell it in their actions. You can tell it in the way they talk. They don't believe nothing you're saying. In fact, not just merely you, they don't believe. They don't believe the whole thing, okay? Many of them don't even believe God can reveal anything.
Amen.
Now, some of y'all may say, oh, man, Brother Nate, that's hard to believe. How can they be Christians? I'm telling you, there are some who are claiming today to be Christians. They don't believe the whole thing about God. They don't believe when you say, God, reveal this to me, you could just look at how they act. You know. And you can tell they don't more believe you than a man on the moon. They don't believe it. And so there are things that God can manifest that is of God. And when He manifests it, you are blessed. And these revelations is the cause for to bring you to Christ, okay? Not away from Him, okay? Amen.
Amen.
And so, you know, like I said, one thing, there are revelations that is of God, okay? And it's going to bring glory to God. So, yes, God do reveal things, okay? He definitely reveals things. Okay, and like I said, I know with some people that just, you know, hard for them to swallow that pill, but it's true. Okay, hallelujah.
Amen.
Some of you at this time, when you're studying the Word of God, if you keep that in mind, that God is a revelator, He reveals. So you might be studying and you just can't quite get that scripture. Well, if you place your faith in God and believe that God is a revealer, you're going to get that revelation. But if you think God can't reveal, see, this is why so many people, you know, and here's one thing about it, and just come to me. This is why so many people get Bibles that scholars already, quote, define the scriptures for. Did you understand that?
Amen.
Why? Because many of them do not believe God can give revelation. That's the honest truth. So they'll go buy these Bibles where these scholars define, quote, give the interpretation of every scripture.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I have talked with people say, oh, I'm going to go get such and such Bible. I say, you are? Yeah. So it tells what the scriptures mean and all that. I said, well, don't you study for yourself and believe God? Well,
no.
You know, no. they don't. I mean, it's just the honest truth. It's a lot of talk about God, but when it comes to really believe that he's a revelator, that's a different story, okay? And so some of these people that got these Bible, if you ask them about the scripture, they're going to quote word for word what the scholar said. They're going to quote. Many of the people go learn that. They will go learn it. They're going to quote word for word. And you say, well, how did you get that? Then you got them. Because when you start asking how they get that, beside them telling you, well, if they don't want to, you know, really tell you the truth that, hey, I got it from this study Bible, blah, 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 you know. And don't get me wrong, some things sometimes God gives to some of me, you know, but not all the time, okay? And plus, too, you got to learn how to check the scriptures. But like I said, you got people that won't even check the scriptures. They just, whatever this scholar says, that's what it means, okay? It can be off the mark. It can be nowhere near around the subject. I've seen some Bibles where scholars have gave interpretation of scripture, and if you read it, you go, where did they come up with that? You'd be like, they ain't even speaking to what the subject is about, you know? And then some of the words that some of these scholars put on there put, probably, you got to watch words like that, probably, might be, could have been. You have to watch words like that. They're telling you right there, I really don't know. I'm just guessing, okay? But see, people overlook that, and they read it. And so when you ask them, hey, what does scripture mean? They say, well, it probably, and they just repeating the same thing what the scholar said in that book. And you go, man, where you get that from? Well, I got a Bible, study Bible at home. No. Hallelujah. And so because, you know, for example, Joseph Smith petitioning, quote, the Lord based on carnality, he did not get an answer from the Lord. Remember in the book of James, chapter 1, in the book of James, chapter 1, and I'm going to read this verse right quick, and I'm going to turn it over to the hands of my brother. In the book of James, chapter 1, and remember what the Lord said through James. He said, but let them ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavers is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Now, notice he said anything of the Lord. Okay?
Amen.
That's very good pinpoint, because he didn't say you couldn't receive anything of the devil or of your own mind. He said, let not that man think he'll receive anything of the Lord, okay? So that means you're open to receive something of the devil or from your own mind, okay?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You're open to that, okay? That's why he said, let him ask, what, the Lord in faith, okay?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So there are revelations that come from God. And so based on the Joseph Smith situation, he was petitioning based off carnality and carnal desires. One carnal desire of Hiram Smith, who was thinking about getting some profits, and then say, hey, we're going to cut one of the brothers out of it, okay? You would think you were part of a mob or something, okay? Yeah, we're going to cut the brother out of it, and we ain't gonna, he shouldn't get none of them. Hey, Joseph, why don't you go ask God about the plan? Like I said, some stuff, you don't, don't even need to ask, okay? When somebody has a plan of harm and doing stuff that's wrong without a cause and asking you, hey, but, you know, we had to do a little mixture in it. Yeah, we're trying to make money to sell the book, get the book print. And, oh, ask the Lord about it. That, you know, you shouldn't even, that shouldn't be anything that you should even seek the Lord about, especially when you sit, you know, I guess, let me put it this way. I guess the first thing, if it were me, that would throw me off is him saying, okay, we should, you know, get some kind of proceeds or make some kind of money off of stuff like that. Other thing is that, hey, and first, I put it away, before that, overall, is his impatience and talking about Brother Martin Harris like he is. Because that'll throw a red flag at me. I'd be looking like, okay, man, now, what's up with this? You know, you acting all like this. We get in the proceed. We are not giving nothing to him or share with him. Oh, man, that's the wrong. That, first of all, this thing wasn't about that. He was trying to sell the farm to raise money so they can get the book printed. Okay? Amen. But see, you had one of the brothers who got up a wrong spirit. And like I said, you'll find out, and many of you understand what I'm saying, that people would ask you to ask the Lord about some things. But you can many times pick up right then, that's not even a good request. Because it's based on a lot of fleshly stuff and carnal stuff, okay? And why would I even, quote, waste the Lord's time just asking him about something like that, okay? But that's what Joseph Smith did. And he said, oh, I got an answer. Yeah, y'all go up. And they did. And see, they went on up. They didn't ask God nothing for themselves. They went on up based on what? That's Joseph Smith. God used Joseph Smith. So whatever he said, got to be God. Okay? So we're going up. You know?
Yeah.
Even though you heard how this other brother had brought up the whole thing. I mean, he's talking about cutting a brother out. Okay? We ain't going to share nothing with him. You know, people should have been able to look at him and say, look, you got the wrong spirit. What did Brother Martin do to you that you all upset and talking about he's too slow and taking too long? No, that's the impatient.
Amen.
So,
thank you.
I'm going to stop it on that note tonight, and I'm going to turn it over to the hands of my brother. Take it away, brother.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, let your word continue to go forth to the ears, the hearts and minds and souls of the people, Lord God, that are listening to this blog talk in Jesus Christ's name, Lord God. Let your blessings be upon them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Continue, Lord Jesus, Father, in your mighty name to send your angels, Lord God, to hold back the powers of Satan, Lord God, to hinder, Lord God, the people, Lord God, from listening in Jesus Christ's name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's that Matthew 16 chapter, okay, that is a very key scripture, okay? Thank you, Jesus. That's a key scripture, hallelujah, when it was talking about the divinity of Christ, the Godship of Christ, hallelujah, the Godhead of Christ, okay, that he is the very God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It points to him being the only one, the true one, okay, that there is none beside him, okay, that he is the Lord God and that God is he, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Now, it's important. You may not understand why this is so important now, but you about to understand why this is important, because when the man of sin comes, and the man of sin is saying, I am God. What you going to say?
Amen.
And the man of sin say, I'm Jesus.
Right.
I'm the same as Jesus. What you going to say? what you going to say when the man of sin, when you get faced with the fact that you might be tortured for Christ's sake? What are you going to say?
Yeah.
And if you think you can suck God in by trying to play both sides of the fence, God or the devil don't play that way, okay? All right?
Amen.
Boy, he's on one side or the other side. God don't play that way, okay? And the devil don't play that way. In the spiritual realm, you either on one side or the other side. That's how the devil knows it, okay? The devil knows if you choose him, and the devil knows if you choose God.
Right.
Because if you choose God, what's going to happen? You're gonna not listen to the devil. You're not gonna listen to him. You're not gonna answer him. You're not gonna have any conversation with the devil. You're gonna just go on in the spirit of God. Okay, that's what you're gonna do. But if you, hallelujah, if you are still there with the devil, if you in the devil's camp, you're gonna listen to what he's saying. How do you know it? Because you're listening to what he's saying. You're taking heed to
Amen.
It. You listen. You're letting him in your heart. If you're listening to him, you're letting him in your heart. The devil is the one fellow you cannot listen to. You can't conversate with him. You can't try to reason with him, because he's gonna come. He's gonna be the one that on top when you get through with the conversation. He's gonna be the one that's on top, and you're not gonna be on the top if you try to rely on your little puny senses, okay? And your little mind, because
Amen.
You think you're smart. A lot of people, they think they're smart because a lot of people think they're smarter than God.
Yeah.
Hey, Jesus. But this
Amen.
Is one of the, this is a key scripture here in this Matthew 16 chapter, okay? And I know you heard us say this scripture over and over again, right? Why we keep telling you this, okay? Because you got to know that Jesus is Lord. That there's only one.
Amen.
If you are born again, if you are born again, believe in Christ, this is what you're supposed to believe. You're not supposed to believe that you can go off into any area you want to go, or you want to go off into this area, you want to go off to that area, you want to go in this direction, you want to go in that direction. You must believe that there's only one. That's only one way.
Amen.
Okay? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. If you don't believe that, you don't believe that his word is true. Okay? And you got a lot of Christians that don't believe that. They don't believe that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. They don't believe that Jesus Christ
mm-hmm.
is the only way. They believe that there's many possibilities, okay, of salvation. Now, I don't know how they get that. But that's a grand delusion there, man. You're talking about mixed up. Is that doesn't that sound mixed up? Okay? You sit there and say, hey,
Amen.
Believe that I can get there through Buddha, I can get there through Zoroaster, I can get there through any of the religions. Any religions. That all these roads lead to the same God. And it don't matter what you call him, he's the same God, okay? Now I'm getting off the point, okay? Okay, because I'm getting off, because we're talking about Joseph Smith, okay, and his errors, okay? Thank you, Jesus. So I want to read something to you, okay? From, this is Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter, the 17th chapter. The 17th chapter, the 6th verse, Deuteronomy 17 and 6. And it says, at the mouth of two or three witnesses shall he that is worthy of death be put to death, but at the mouth of one witness he shall not be put to death. Thank you, Jesus. Now, that's God's rule, okay? God set
Amen.
That rule in order. Why did he set that rule in order? Because he was setting it up for himself. He was setting it up so that, because he knew that he was going to send more than one one word, okay? But he said, well, word's going to be one word, okay? But he's going to send more than one book, okay? Because people are not ready to receive even the Bible, okay? The Bible by itself, people are having controversies over the Bible by itself, okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
They might pick out one book and still have a controversy over one book. They might have a controversy over whether the Gospels is true, okay? That they think that they are in error, okay? Because this brother said this and this brother said that, and they don't know they have to put all of the Gospels together to get a whole picture, okay? And so they said, well, this brother is contradicting what he said over here. He's not contradicting. That's what he saw, okay? That's what he heard, okay? But sometimes we get silly, and the devil makes us silly because the devil is trying to give us a reason not to believe the word of God. He's always trying to give us a reason not to believe the word of God. And that's why people say, a Bible, we've got a Bible. We don't need no more Bibles. Why? You should, if God sent something, you must know that he sent it for a reason, okay? He didn't send it because he just said, hey, I got a lot of words up here, and I want to give them all to you guys. I got a lot of words I want to give to you. God just said, hey, I want to give you this. God don't do that. Whatever God does is for a reason, a very good reason, for a wise purpose, okay? And that's why he does the things that he does. Okay? So he said out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, hallelujah, that a man should not be killed, okay, hallelujah, because of one person's witness. But out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let everything be established, okay? And that's how it's supposed to be, okay? That is to keep the controversy down, okay? Now, we've been witnessing to you out of the three books, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And we have been witnessing to you, hallelujah, and we have stayed on one single thing, that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. That's our theme. That is our theme, to show you that Jesus Christ is the only true and living God, that there's no others beside him, okay? That there's no many gods. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And I'm gonna tell, and now we're going to go to the 18th chapter of Deuteronomy, okay? Thank you, Jesus. 18th chapter of Deuteronomy, the ninth, start at the ninth verse. Deuteronomy 18:9-22, okay? So I'm going to just read through that, okay?
Amen.
When thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you any one that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch. 11th verse, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. 13th verse. Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God, for these nations which thou shalt possess hearken unto observers of times and unto diviners. But as for thee, the Lord thy God has not suffered thee to do so. 15th verse. The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me, unto him shall ye hearken. Okay? Now, that's that prophecy concerning that prophet, just like Moses, okay, which is John the Baptist, okay, and we proved to you that this was, that this prophet was not, that the Lord's talking about is not Jesus Christ, because a lot of people, they put that little star there, or they'll put Jesus there, okay, and that's Jesus, that's Christ, okay, that is not Christ. Christ is not a prophet.
Amen.
Why is he not a prophet? Because Jesus Christ is the Word of God made flesh. What's the difference?
Amen.
You have to ask, what's the difference? If you ask it, what's the difference? Okay, this is the difference. Okay, hallelujah. The Word of God is God. God does not prophesy. He is His Word. He knows the beginning from the end. He does not prophesy. Are you getting this? Men prophesy. Men born of the flesh, men born of men, they prophesy, okay?
My Lord.
But Jesus Christ came down from heaven. What did the Bible say about Jesus Christ in John? It said, I'm the bread that came down from heaven. Right?
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. For these nations which thou shalt possess, hearken unto the observers of time and unto diviners. But as for thee, the Lord thy God has not suffered thee to do so. The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from amidst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me, unto him ye shall hearken. So when this prophet comes, you got to listen to what he says. Right?
Amen. Amen.
The prophet that God has sent, this is the prophet that God has raised up, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Now, you couldn't say this about Joseph Smith.
Yeah.
You couldn't say this about Joseph Smith. Joseph Smith don't fit this bill. Thank you, Jesus. The only thing can fit this bill is a prophet that never failed, okay, or a prophet, hallelujah, that's obedient to God, hallelujah, in every way, in every form, in every fashion, okay. This prophet, hallelujah, 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 I'd be even an angel, okay. Thank you, Lord Jesus. A resurrected being. Thank you, Jesus. Now, this is all this is in the Word of God. Okay.
Amen.
16th verse. According to all that thou desirest of the Lord thy God in Horeb in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, neither let me see this great fire anymore, that I die not. And they got so afraid of God when they heard God's voice, they didn't want to hear His voice no more. But you don't want to know why they didn't want to hear His voice anymore? Because they were so fleshly, they were so worldly, they were so carnal. That's why they didn't want to hear God's voice. And the devil makes sure, hallelujah, hey, man, that's shaking me, because if it's shaking the devil, it's shaking you, okay? And that's when the voice of God, it disrupts, okay? The voice of God, when the God speaks, hallelujah, you're going to hide, the devil going to hide, everybody going to hide. Why? Because his voice, hallelujah, is all penetrating. His voice, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It melts mountains. Thank you, Jesus. It breaks the cedars and shatters them, okay? Hallelujah. Scatters the enemy before him. The voice of the Lord is marvelous and great. Hallelujah. 17th verse. And the Lord said unto me, they have well spoken that which they have spoken. They spoke well, okay, because they were so much into their own selves. That's why it took them so long to get out of what? To get out of the wilderness. Thank you, Jesus. 18th verse. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren like unto thee, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
19th verse. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. Hallelujah. So when you don't believe these words that we've given to you, okay, you're not believing God. Now, that's
Amen.
Why I will leave that right there, okay? Thank you, Jesus, because that's where we have to leave it. You have to choose to believe God's word just like we choose to believe God's word, okay? Because, hallelujah,
Amen.
It's mostly a decision of yours, okay, that you have to make in your heart that you believe his word, okay? Or you can go to God, seek his face with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and God will give you an answer. And you can be set upon the rock of God's word, okay, through this, okay, through the word that God speaks to you and makes known to you, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And
mm-hmm.
then from there you can grit your teeth and say, I believe in the Lord God. I'm making my decision to believe in him, to trust in him. I believe his word is true. Hallelujah. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Lord, and there is none other beside him. Now, you have to make that up in your own mind to believe that, okay? 20th verse, okay? But the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods, even that prophet shall die. Hallelujah. 20th verse. 21st verse. And if thou say in thine heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord has not spoken? 22. When a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord, if the thing follow not, nor come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord has not spoken. Hallelujah. Do you get that? But the prophet...
Amen.
But the prophet has spoken it presumptuously. Thou shalt not be afraid of him, okay? So you ain't got to be afraid of the prophet. If a man's prophet fails, okay, he ain't came close enough to God for you to fear him, okay? And you got a lot of people like that. They out here prophesying, and sometimes people prophesy in their own minds, out of their own minds, okay? Or sometimes people prophesy because they get real happy. Okay?
Yeah.
They get happy, and they prophesy, and they say things, okay? And they presume things because they feel good. They feel exalted. They feel high, okay, in the Lord, okay? And so they say, oh, thus said the Lord, blah, 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 blah. And it may not be from the Lord, okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Now, that's the law of God, okay, concerning the prophecy, okay, that if a man says something and if it don't come to pass, you don't have to believe him, okay, and you ain't got to be afraid of him, okay? Now, in these days, okay, we got a little more leniency, okay? And sometimes when people fail, which sometimes all of us fail, okay, we have our failings, okay, when we say things and they don't come to pass, okay? Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, hallelujah. And that's where we have to leave that, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Where we don't stone each other like they used to do back in that time, because if you spoke a false prophecy back then, either God struck you dead or the people would pick up stones and stone you to death. Okay? Amen. Or they beat you, they just beat you to death. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want to read something to you, a little something from you, okay, out of the Book of Commandments, okay? And thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. This is a what you call a the God's word, okay, that came to Joseph Smith, and God was talking to him, okay? And he said these things to Joseph Smith, okay? I want you to listen to this very closely, okay? This is starting at the first verse, okay? Now, I know you ain't got this book, so you just have to listen alone, okay? The works and the designs and the purposes of God cannot be frustrated. Neither can they come to naught. This is what God is saying about himself, okay? For God doeth not walk in crooked paths. You understand that? Neither does Amen. He turn to the right hand, nor to the left. Okay? God is not perverted, okay? He does. You can't go. God ain't got no many paths, okay? Or no many directions, okay? He's got one direction. His commands, okay, are one, leading to one place, leading to one purpose. Hallelujah, leading to one design, okay? Neither does he vary from that which he has said. Okay, that's God. That's the God that we're talking about, okay? I don't know what God you're talking about, but I'm talking about the true and living God that we serve, okay? Therefore, his paths are straight, and his course is one eternal round, okay? The paths of God are what? Straight. Hallelujah. That means it's one way. And his course is one eternal round. And then the second verse says, remember, that it is not the work of God that is frustrated, that means hindered, but the work of men. Thank you, Jesus. When we listen to the devil, when we listen to the things of the devil, hallelujah, when we don't follow the commands of God, like Joseph Smith didn't follow all the directions of God, okay? Thank you, Jesus. It is you that are going to get frustrated, okay? It's you that's going to be hindered, okay? Okay? For although a man may have many revelations and have power to do many mighty works, yet if he boasts in his own strength and sets at naught the counsels of God and follows after the dictates of his own will, get that now, and carnal desires, he must fall and incur the vengeance of a just God upon him. Because remember this, God is just. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And you cannot walk crookedly before God, and you can't do the work of God crookedly, okay? You can't do God's work by your own strength. You can't do God's work by your own mind. You can't do God's work which under your own power, under your own steam. That's only one way to do the work of God. That's Jesus Christ has to do the work, okay, through you, okay? Now, in that 16th Matthew, okay, go back to that, okay? What did it say in there, okay? What did Jesus say, okay? He says, upon this rock I will build my church. Did he say, upon this rock you will build your church? Did he say that? No, he didn't say that, did he? He said, upon this rock I will build my church. That means that Jesus Christ is going to be the builder. He's going to be the director. Hallelujah. And he's going to help you to build his kingdom. Thank you, Jesus. You can't do it without him. So all these years, people have been building all these things that they've been building, and they've been building without Christ. They've been building their own church. They've been building their, according to their own carnal desires and their own fallen nature. That's how they've been building. This is the third verse, okay? Behold, you have been entrusted with these things, but how strict were your commandments? And remember also the promises which were made to you, if you did not transgress them. And behold, how often you have transgressed the commandments and the laws of God. This is what the Lord was telling Joseph Smith, that he had transgressed the laws of God often, okay? And the commandments of the law of God, and have gone on in the persuasions of men. That means he was persuaded by men. Joseph Smith was persuaded many times by men. For behold, you should not have feared man more than God. Although men set at naught the counsels of God and despise his words, because that's what the devil, whenever God's word is loosed, okay, the flesh and the devil is waiting to do what? To do all the crafty things that they can do to turn you away from the words of God, okay? That's what Satan does. That's what flesh does, okay? Yet you should have been faithful. That's what the Lord was telling Joseph Smith. You should have been faithful. He would have extended his arm and supported you against all the fiery darts of the adversary. And he would have been with you in every time of trouble. Behold, thou art Joseph, and thou wast chosen to do the work of the Lord. But because of the transgression, if thou art not aware, thou wilt fall. But remember, God is merciful. Therefore, repent of that which thou hast done, and he will only cause thee to be afflicted for a season. And thou art still chosen and wilt again be called to the work. So at this time, God had actually took the ability from Joseph Smith to do what? To see the word, okay? To discern, okay? To interpret, okay? He had took away from him that power to interpret the record of Nephi. Hallelujah. And he told him, and this was the Lord is rebuking him, okay? And so for this while, okay, from this time, okay, now this was July. This was given July 1828, right? And from July 1828, to February 1829, he did not have another revelation out of this from this stone. Okay, thank you, Jesus. Now that was about six or seven months. Okay, between that, okay, that he did not have the power to. So that Lord was the Lord punishing him because he was going off into sin.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now I'm gonna stop right there, okay? And I'll pick it up tomorrow, okay? Because I gotta go on with this, okay? But I gotta tell you some more things about this, okay? This piece that I'm telling you right here, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And so I'm gonna hand it over to my brother. Take it away, brother, in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Once again, we thank God as brother shared with you. And like I said, as he has said many times, I pray that you're writing it down, what he's saying, because as we said many times before, people, we want you to ask the Lord about this. We're not doing anything hidden, undercover. We're not coming to you saying you better listen to us and everything we said. We're not coming like that.
Amen.
Our job is to give you the word. And go on, you know. That's what our job is to do. And as my brother brought up a very interesting thing, you know, and the thing he brought up, that some of you that, quote, believe in pre-trib rapture, you may ignore what he said, but you know, what are you going to do when you, when the man of sin, when the Antichrist really show his head, okay, and start telling you stuff like he's revealing stuff to you? You know, are you going to do like the brethren did with Joseph Smith, not check with God and just accept it, or what? Well, there are going to be people in these last days that are going to get fooled like that. Okay? I'm just, you know, they're going to get fooled like that. And if you're one of those who don't get in the Word, you don't seek God and all that, and you know who you are. We ain't got to have your name. And, you know, you depend on a lot what people tell you, or you know, even of the meaning of scriptures. And that don't mean one time that don't mean we can never help one another, but I'm talking about dependency. And you on dependency like that, you finna find out the hard way in these last days. I'm telling you. You finna find out the hard way. Because whenever you're like that, you are an open target for deception. A wide open target. Okay?
Amen.
And Satan sees that, and he's going to send the bukus your way. And he's going to be sending people with some words that sound so good, you're going to be like, man, this got to be true. But you're going to be saying it, but you ain't going to be seeking about it.
Amen.
And that's where the big problem going to come in at. You know, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, people, what we read to you about Joseph Smith, I heard that. I hope that is a lesson.
Yes.
What we read to you about the interaction with the brothers with him and all that, once again, no one, even when Joseph Smith came with this, quote, so-called revelation that the brothers ought to go to Toronto, no one questioned it. No one, from the account that this other brother gave, Brother David Whitmer, the account he gave, no one says, I need to get a witness from the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
No one said it. They just said, when Joe said, hey, I got it from the Lord, boom, they on their way and they left. Okay? And that's just an example of, you know, I'm telling you, there are going to be people that are going to deceive people in the last day. Listen, there are going to be people in these last days who started off with God. Okay? I want you to hear this. They started off with God. Like Joseph Smith, God was speaking to him, revealing things to him. And what's going to happen is some of them going to get caught in their pride, and they're going to be doing like Joseph Smith, bringing false revelation. But the people that are going to be around them is still going to be accepting it. You say, yep. Well, how is that so? Because they're not going to be seeking God. You're going to have people around them that has no relationship with the Lord. No, none of that. They just... whatever my pastor say whatever he say. Those kind of folks, it's trouble. It's in trouble. You know, sometimes when you even try to talk to people that it's hitting, it's like you hitting a real thick wall.
Yes.
It's like you got to actually get their pastor to say what you trying to say to them, okay, for them to accept it. And some of these so-called leaders is going to see this, and they're going to take advantage of this. That's another thing you need to remember. Some of these leaders,
yep.
If it ain't happened to some already, just keep on. Some of these leaders going to see this. They're going to see certain ones, how dependent they are on them, and they're going to take advantage of them. They're going to see certain ones that don't study the word for themselves. And watch, they're going to take advantage of them. They're going to have them doing stuff so ungodly.
Amen.
I don't know if y'all, many of y'all may have heard Dr. Frederick Price, and you know, he just passed back here. And his wife, she's still living, Mother Betty Price. Well, you know, she wrote a book called Ministers, Wives, and Their Mistresses. And in the book, because I had bought the book, and in the book, She told this story. Now I'm going to tell you how the people don't check up on God. She told different stories in there how these ministers getting caught up in these affairs and stuff. And one of these ministers was supposed to be a bishop. And there was this woman going to the church. Now this woman, kind of humble like, but here's the thing. She was having an affair with the bishop he was married. But get this, the bishop was controlling her. Even when she got to a point, as they slept together, even when she got to the point that said, you know, I don't know if this is right. You know what he would tell her? He said, come on, God wants you to be a good girl. Come on, be a good girl. Did you hear that?
Amen.
He took advantage of her. Why? Because she wasn't in the Word. She wasn't getting in the Word. She wasn't establishing a relationship with she. It was all on the eyes of who? Of the bishop.
Amen.
And he took advantage of it. Okay?
Amen.
And told her, God wants you to be a good girl. Come on, be a good girl. How is that being a good girl?
Yeah, good girl.
You in sin. You are committing adultery. And you put, and he put God's name. God said, be a good girl. Come on, be a good girl. How you going to be good in sin?
Okay.
But see, once again, she just stuck on all what he said, okay? And I think Mother Betty, I think in the book she said she talked with the woman, try to talk with the woman about that or something of that nature, and try to tell her, hey, you don't need to be there at that church. You know, you don't need to be there. But I'm telling you, and I pray that you hear this, if you don't start establishing this relationship with God, hearing God for yourself, some of these folks is going to take advantage of it. They already doing it.
Amen.
And it's going to be some more to come to do that. Why? Because when they see that you don't spend no time in that Word, and I'm going to tell you something, and my brother can attest to this too, as ministers.
Amen.
When we're behind that pulpit, we don't just be talking about, we just don't be standing behind a pulpit. See, there are some people you can tell that's in that Word. They ain't even got said nothing to you. You could just sense that they're in that Word. Because when you get in that Word becomes part of you, okay? And you can sense it. And then on the other hand, there are people you can tell that ain't getting in that Word. You just know it straight off the bat. I don't care if they tell you, say, well, I'm going to go home and study this tonight. You could just tell in your spirit, no, they ain't. They ain't doing it. They just talking. You know, many times you may not come out and say nothing, but you can tell in your spirit. You can tell. Many times, like I said, when someone is getting in that Word versus someone who ain't.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, some of these ministers today, bringing up these false revelations.
Yes.
And they getting many people, especially people that has no seeking life of Christ.
Amen.
See, that thing with Joseph Smith at that time, that was an example of men not seeking God themselves.
Amen.
That was an example, okay? I mean, people, think about it. One of the brothers was already complaining about the other brother and talking about cutting him out of stuff. That's the wrong spirit, okay?
Amen. Amen.
And then you're going to turn to the man and say, hey, go ask the Lord about it. Okay, the other brother should have been speaking up and say, hey, Brother Joseph, listen, you ain't got to ask God about that. Come on, man. That's the wrong spirit, man. God ain't going to partake in no deceptive plan. Come on. No.
Amen. Amen.
But none of them didn't say nothing. And then when Joe Smith said, yeah, I got a revelation. Go. And so, yeah, okay. Take off. Get there. Boom. Come back. Hey, what happened? Thought you got a revelation from the Lord. What's going on? Joe Smith going to act like, I don't know what's going on. Let me go ask the Lord again. This time, he got something from the Lord, okay? What did that mean? He got humbled. You understand what I'm saying? He got humbled.
Yes.
Okay? Because he like, oh, okay, I'm giving them this revelation from the Lord, and they come back and say, hey, man, we was unsuccessful. We failed. So they look at him, what happened? So now he got humbled, okay? Now he go back, man, I got to find out what happened for real, man, because, you know, if you think about it, you could also look at, remember the David situation? When David come back and they defeated the enemy, come back and these men, wives, and children were taken, they gave David the eye. They think about doing something to David. Bible said David had to encourage himself because he had nothing to encourage. In fact, they wanted to do some bodily harm to him, okay? So I'm telling you, hey, man, you got to listen. It's out there. We tell you these things now. The only one of these three revelations that we've been talking about that's going to have a part in this work of restoration, restitution, is the revelations of God.
Amen.
That's the only one that's going to have a part in this restoring and restitution of all things. The revelation of God is the only one that's going to have. So you need to make sure that you get the revelation of God. And when it's a revelation of God, it is not going to contradict what's written. Okay? So Joseph Smith, he got the wrong thing. Okay? He got humbled. When he went back to God and God dropped that on, okay? Now, as I said it before, and as I get ready to turn it over, let my brother off up a closing prayer, to hear something like that should make you evaluate yourself. And it should make you evaluate your prayer life.
Amen.
Okay? That go for any of us. Because I know based on me reading it, and as I read how things went down, and then as I read how he got a true word from the Lord on that right there, man, that kind of made me kind of look at me deeper on that. Because you get up there in the wrong, hey, and I don't like him. And I'm going to get out of here. Let me go ask the Lord. Should I get rid of him? Then you, oh, thus says the Lord. Oh, okay. And then boom. But it don't be from the Lord.
Amen.
Very important, people. Very important. And that's my brother told you, what you going to do when that man of sin rises and really show his face? Okay.
Amen.
And remember, he's going to show himself that he is God. So you know he's going to be trying to, quote, talk like he's speaking revelation. What you going to do? Okay.
What you going to do?
You what you gonna do? Oh, well, it sound right. I think I'll go with it because it sound right. You ain't heard a lot of people say that. Man, it sound right. And man, how you talking about it sound right? Do you know in scripture? Well, no, but it sound about right. Yeah, you trying to listen for some churchy talk. That's what you listening for. And you think anything that sound churchy is right. Wrong. Wrong. You are dead wrong. Okay? You got some people that can talk good churchy talk. Man, their churchy talk you so good, you be like, oh, my good. But as soon as they get outside the walls, oh, you about to hear the thug talk, the in-the-hood talk, the corporate ladder talk, all that kind of talk. You finna hear that, okay? You be like, man, this is the same person that was talking to me in service? Yeah. They just switch gears on you, okay? Did like Superman, went in the booth and changed clothes. Okay? Now they got some other clothes on. Amen. Glory to God. Okay? So, as my brother says, part six going to be tomorrow, people. Part six, look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock p.m. Therefore, I'm going to let my brother here offer up a closing prayer. Take it away, brother.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, in the name of the Lamb, Lord Jesus, Father, we ask you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, to bless, Lord God, all the listeners, Lord God, with this word, Lord God. Hallelujah. Build them upon your rock, Lord God. Hallelujah. Let the seed of God, hallelujah, grow in their hearts, oh Lord God, and become a mighty tree, Lord God. And make them stable, Lord God, in your word, Lord God. Hallelujah. Make
yes,
them
sir.
Settled upon your word, Lord God. Hallelujah. Make them sure on your word, Lord God, in your mighty name, Jesus. Hallelujah,
yes,
Lord
sir.
God, that they might stand against all the wiles of the devil, Lord God, to take away that seed out of their heart in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless them, Lord God, to hold on to it, to believe it, Lord God. Hallelujah, to do things, oh, Lord God, that we ask them, Lord God, in praying, Lord God, in seeking your face, oh, Lord God. Hallelujah,
yes,
and humbling themselves, oh, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you that they might get an answer, Lord God. Hallelujah. Not one
yes,
according
Lord.
To their flesh, but one according to their real desire, oh, Lord God. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that you bring them back again, oh, Lord God, to hear more,
yes,
much
Lord.
More of this truth, oh, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. And we thank you, Lord God, for keeping them, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for, hallelujah, keeping us in Jesus Christ's name, in his word, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. All glory, all honor, all praise be to you, Lord. Now, hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord Jesus, you are due all honor, all glory, all praise, Lord Jesus. You are worthy. There is none other
yes,
but
Jesus.
You, Lord God. We trust in you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. And for all these things, we give you thanks, honor, and glory. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Praise be to God. Once again, tomorrow night, False Revelation Teaching and Practices, Revelation Part 6. We're on the sixth part tomorrow night. Look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock p.m. tomorrow night. So once again, for Brother Robert Gross, this is Brother Nathaniel Hunt. We love you. God bless you and God keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless, brother.
God bless you, brother.